Investment Flash.
Morning, everyone. The easy trade is officially over. Weak jobs, surging yields, and a market that can't decide which way is up. Buckle up, buddy.
Good morning, and welcome back to Investment Flash, London edition for September 3rd. I'm Marie. With me are Tom and Gerald. We've got a lot to unpack, so let's get into it.
Before we dive in, Gerald, your sell on long-duration treasuries from yesterday? Looking prescient. Those yields are not done.
I'll take it. Don't let it go to your head.
All right, first up, treasury yields. ADP printed just 38,000 private jobs, the weakest since January, and yields surged anyway.
Wait, what? Williams called that a strong economy? That's the Fed for you. Always sunshine.
To be fair, the yield surge is global, and JP Morgan says 5% treasuries would put equities at risk in September. That's the real tension.
So the trade is sell long duration, hold the S&P 500, sell Bitcoin. Higher yields hurt all of those.
Hold on, not so fast. That's the bull case for yields. But if next week's payrolls follow ADP lower, yields could collapse. Then the long duration shorts get run over.
Exactly. It's a two-way trade. But right now, the Signal Group leans toward higher yields, so we go with it. Now the dollar. Bloomberg says pension funds and insurers own huge U.S. assets with thin currency hedges. That makes the dollar prone to a fast slide.
And gold? Higher yields push it down, weaker dollar lifts it. That's a coin flip, buddy.
I'm gonna push back here. The underhedged exposure is structural. If EM central banks start diversifying, that's not a coin flip. That's a freight train.
Yeah, and if the dollar slides, emerging markets are the biggest winner. That's why the Signal says buy the emerging markets ETF.
Emerging markets love a weak dollar, for real.
Totally.
100%.
Okay, this is my favorite story. The Journal says venture capital is rotating into sports, casinos, and travel because they can't be automated. That's the anti-AI trade.
Tom, it's a theme in search of a portfolio. They don't name a single company or valuation, but the logic is hard to argue with.
Honestly, the idea is fine, but the multiples matter. MGM Resorts and Royal Caribbean are not exactly cheap after the run they've had.
Come on, Gerald. You can't automate a blackjack table or a cruise ship. That's real cash flow, not some software promise.
See, this is what I mean. When early money is buying the anti-AI trade, it says more about how crowded AI multiples are than about sports teams.
Broadcom has shed about $520 billion of market value since June. That's brutal. It needs an NVIDIA-style print to stabilize.
Yeah, and the bear case looks priced in at this point. The real question is whether AI capex keeps compounding.
This is the same repricing we're seeing everywhere. The market is done paying for growth at any price.
I still think the AI infrastructure cycle has legs, but you have to be selective. Watch Broadcom earnings for sure.
Europe angle, BNP Paribas handled half of a record $4.2 billion in MSCI India trades through the new closing auction. That's a solid franchise win.
And it confirms heavy foreign positioning into Indian equities. That's why the Signal is hold India, not buy.
India's been the best emerging market story this year. But if the dollar strengthens, those flows could reverse fast.
Right, so BNP is a buy on execution, but India equities you hold because they're already crowded. Fair enough.
Two supply shocks, same direction. Cocoa first deficit in 3 years, and Russia pauses grain export duties. Prices are going up.
Cocoa deficit means chocolate makers like Hershey are going to feel the squeeze. That's the sell side of the trade.
And Russia's pause, because Black Sea lanes are blocked, that's over 70% of wheat exports. That's a massive supply hit.
So buy wheat futures, buy the wheat ETF, sell Hershey. That's a clean basket.
Buying agricultural futures because a war and an El Nino walk into a bar. This is why I love macro.
Fair enough. I'll take that.
Energy is split. U.S. diesel hit its highest since April. But Todd Gordon warns crack spreads may roll over. That's the tension.
So buy heating oil futures, sell Valero and Phillips 66? Betting against the refiners feels risky.
Yeah, the complex is split. Product is tight, but margins are soft. I'd rather hold broad energy and avoid the refiners.
That's exactly the signal. Hold the energy sector, don't oversize refiners.
Berkshire is doubling down on Japan trading houses. ITOCHU, Marubeni, Mitsubishi all rallied. The Berkshire put is real.
These are value names. Low multiples, tons of cash flow. I actually like this story. It's the one time I can quote value investing without rolling my eyes.
Ha, see, Gerald? Value isn't always boring.
Greg Abel signaled long-term commitment. For a market scared of higher rates, that's a stability anchor.
Buy all three, easy.
Finally, Evercore published negative beta S&P names for September. The idea is stocks that rise when the market falls. Low vol and utilities are the proxies.
It's a positioning trade, not a fundamental one. But given seasonal weakness, it's not a bad hedge.
I hate defensive trades, but even I'll admit utilities look decent if yields stabilize.
Buying utilities in September is like buying sunscreen after the burn. It still helps.
Ha, that's a fair one.
All right. As always, none of this is investment advice. But here's our view. Today's tape is a rate story wearing a growth costume.
Exactly. Weak ADP yields up. The whole bad news is good news trade is repricing.
The case against us. This could be a liquidity and positioning squall in a thin, holiday-shortened tape. If payrolls disappoint, everything reverses violently.
And don't sleep on what's missing. No one is talking about private credit and leveraged balance sheets if yields hit 5%. That's the next crack.
Plus, EM central banks are the biggest holders of that unhedged dollar exposure Bloomberg flagged. Their next decisions could be the first cracks.
The cleanest expression isn't a single ticker. It's the AI-proof physical experience trade. Casinos, travel, sports, plus the dollar watch.
Right.
Exactly.
Spot on.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back with the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time. Until then, stay sharp.
See you then.